Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Your girl Samba again. It's another Sunday, and today we're going very deep, really deep. We're gonna be talking about lies in a relationship, big lies, small lies, hidden lies. The ones we try to justify, the one we pretend don't matter, and the ones that leave scars nobody sees. Whether you're a teenager, navigating your first love, or an adult who's been doing this relationship thing for years, lies eat the same. Lie not lie. It's not talk. Lie not lie. They confuse the mind, drain the heart, and damage trust. And when there is no trust, there is no love. Like I said, lie na lie. Lie na lie. But you know, it hits differently. I'm your girl, Samba. Like I always say, I am not a therapist. I'm just a girl that likes to share what life has taught me, what life is still teaching me, and what I've heard from other people, other people's experience and how they feel about relationship. I'm just here to share with you and to hear you also. I'm here to share your story, to share how you feel, to also help solve problems. If I can't solve it, if I can't talk about it, we direct you to whoever is in the best place to do it for you, mostly your GP or a therapist. But before we continue, let's go on this very short break. It's your girl, Samba. Now let's talk about why do people lie. Let's start from the root. Nobody just wakes up and says, I want to lie today. No. Lies usually come from fear. Fear of losing someone. Fear of consequences. The fear of looking weak. And also the fear of being judged. Some people lie because they want to please their partners. Some lie to avoid fight. The fight that will eventually happen when the person gets to know the truth. And it will even be worse. Some lie because they want to keep both sides happy. Or they are simply not emotionally mature. And that makes it more worse. I believe teenagers usually lie because they fear disappointment or punishment. An adult lie when they feel unsafe expressing their truth. In relationships, lying feels like a shortcut, but it's actually a time bomb. Yes, it's a time bomb. So to you listening to me tonight, what fear makes you hide things in your relationship? Talk to me. Let's talk about it. And is it helping you or slowly damaging everything that you have built, both in a long time and in a short time? And is it worth it? You should ask yourself that. Is it worth it? Before we continue, let's go on another break, because this one hit a touch differently. It's your girl, Samba.
No. Make you take your time, oh. You want to deceive me? Don't they waste my time, oh. Yeah. Oh, no, no. Yeah. I dey look your eyes, oh. Yeah. You want to play me for a fool? Yeah, yeah. Don't they waste my time, oh. Yeah. Mm. Only God can judge. You want to deceive me? Yeah, yeah. You want play with my heart? Yeah, yeah. You don't see me finish. Only God.
Hey fam, welcome back to Unclouded. This is Radio Africana. Let's talk about types of lies people tell. Let's break it down. Not all lies are the same. And some people, they lie without even realizing it. Let's talk about number one, white lies. I'm fine. Nothing is wrong. I'm okay. When it is all written all over you that you're not fine. Another one is the half-truth. Telling the part that makes you look good. We'll talk about silent lies also. Silent lies is, you know, not saying anything but letting your partner believe the wrong thing, which is not fair. When you want to lay the foundation of your relationship, you need to talk about the truth. Lay it on that foundation. Let the person know the real you. Because at the end of the day, the real you is going to come out. Your Bible will say, Ifiniwa. If you cover a 1,000 or your 1,000 El Moriodo or whatever it is, it's going to come out. There's always be that tiny hole where the smoke will come out from. So why not just say it the way it is? And some of you, ha, bold face lies. Deliberate deception to protect yourself or to cover your actions. And you know one thing about lying, when you tell one, you will need 1,000 or more to back up the first one. You know they tire. Ladies, you know they tire. And you, my brothers out there, don't you get tired? It's exhausting, honestly. But you know, for some people, What is the abinibi conjugability? In short, no, is abinibi and ability joined together? In that sense, is different. Then another one is lies of love. Pretending you feel something you don't. Faking your feelings for people because of what you want to get from them or gain from them. How does that make sense? Why are you deceiving that person? I'm talking to both gender now. I'm not putting one person aside. This is about everybody. This is about you, your partner, you, your children, everybody in general. Why? No, no, they tire. But this one, I will speak pidgin because you see, the enter body. Because you don't understand what this does to people. You don't know how people feel. Aside losing the relationship, there is more to it. What type of lie hurts the most for you? Is it the silence one? Or the half truth? Or full package lies? And why? Why? Do you even understand how lies destroy trust? And I keep telling you, Muna hear word. Lie can destroy a lot. It can even destroy people personally, as in it can destroy brain, your way of reasoning, your lifestyle. Physically, mentally. Trust is not built with grand gestures. It is built with consistency. Every lie, my brother, my sister, every lie, even the small ones, chips away at that foundation. Until finally, boom. What you've been building for a long time goes to waste. Lies create questions. Can you hear me? Lies create questions. Questions create suspicion. And suspicion create distance. Distance that will take you ages, that will take you time, that will take you a lot of hard work to meet up with. So why? Can you explain that to me? Can you explain that to your partner? Can you explain that to your friend, to your family, to your mothers, to your fathers? Can you explain it? It takes time to build that trust back. That is even if you get it back. Seriously. Yeah, I like to do that because you see, when we're talking to each other, it's always good to sometimes eat it hard and at the same time soft pedal it. In your Latin motto, focus on that person. Focus on that joke. Sometimes there's truth beneath it. Yeah, I dash you down. That one is for free. It's not part of what I'm talking about today. Well, focus. Why? Why do we lie? Why? I keep saying why because I don't know. If you got answers for me, please, just message me on WhatsApp on 0744-881-1570. If you have answers why people lie, please message me 044 on WhatsApp 881-1570. And if you're with me on TikTok, type in your answers. Or maybe enlighten me. Make me understand why people lie. Because I don't understand. Because a lie makes your partner replay conversations in their head. A lie makes them question their own judgment. It makes love feel unsafe. Is that what you want? And you know what? Once someone sees you can lie, they assume you will again. Again and again and again and again. For you teens out there, your partner may start acting paranoid or insecure. Not because they are dramatic, but because your lies rewired their brain to always expect the worst. And that's the worst part of it. When you lie to someone, you rewire their brain to expect more. You create fear in them. And whatever you say to them, they will have to question it all over and all over again. And it's exhausting. Oh, it is. Jeez. Let your partner know you. Be open. They either take you the way you are, or they walk away and look for the next person or the other person. You will find your kind one day. But don't lie your way to it. Don't take advantage of people. Don't take advantage of love. It's really annoying. Honestly. And let me ask you, what has a lie made you doubt before? Your partner or yourself? Because sometimes when people lie to you, you doubt yourself. You begin to doubt yourself. You begin to look at yourself like, oh, am I the crazy one? Am I the mad one? Am I the unreasonable one? And sometimes they tell you, oh, you're paranoid. You have insecurity problem. You have trust issue. Come on. You know what? Let's go on a short break. I'm not giving you any samba. Keep thinking about what I just said. We'll be back. Everybody knows, say, I want me, I know the line. Everybody knows. Girl, I don't really care about your body type. What really matter now your vibe? I be the one for you, one for you. Don't really have to be the one to go. Ain't nobody fine like you. Girl, I be the one for you, one for you. And I feel like I've known you my whole life. Feel like I need you in my life. But if you tell me otherwise, this baby will be mine. I feel like I've known you my whole life. Feel like I need you in my life. But if you tell me otherwise, everybody knows it. Hey, mommy, I know they love me. Mama, me, I'm good. Everybody knows it. Mama, me, I'm good. Mama, me, I'm good. Mama, me, I'm good. Mama, me, I'm good.
pick up my call. Love is sort of, love is sort of. Girl, I be the one for you, one for you. My body on you, your body on me. Sweet by sugar. Baby, now you're on your game. Simply because I feel like I know you my whole life. Feel like I need you in my life. Nobody can tell me otherwise. This baby will be mine. I feel like I know you my whole life. Feel like I need you in my life. Nobody can tell me otherwise.
Hey, my lovely family. I see the horse that he did tonight. Oh. I see the heart. I know it was a very deep topic. Very deep. Let's talk about lies and mental health damage. Because I'm sure most of you don't talk about that. You don't even think about that. You don't even know how it affects people. And honestly, this part is very heavy, but it's real. Lies don't just break hearts. They break minds. That is if you know the difference between hearts and minds. I'm not doing that with you tonight. You have to do that yourself. I'm sorry. And I want you to do that yourself to find out so you can know how bad this is. If you really love yourself, if you really want to change, then you need to learn how lies damage people. How lies affect mental health. And how it breaks people. Not their heart, their mind. When your mind is messed up or more. Like, will she? Honestly. It's not funny. I know it's not funny. But we just need to, you know, pepper it a little bit. You know. I can't translate that either because it's deep. Let me try. I think when you discipline a child, at the same time, try to hold them closer and explain why you've taken that action so that they won't feel like, oh, this is unfair. I don't think if I've tried, I'm not good with it. Maybe you should ask Google. Even in my mind, I know that is not the best way to translate that. But ask Google. Let's talk about how it affects people. Lies. It gives some people anxiety. It makes them start, you know, feeling like, what else don't I know? What else is she hiding? What is he hiding? What is he not telling me? What is she not telling me? I know they tire. Some people start overthinking. Overthinking. Their head will start running riot. Replaying and connecting dots and dots and dots together is mind-blowing. It's disturbing. It's crazy. Some people are so damaged that even when they're in another relationship, they start having trust issue. You see now, somebody future wife, you don't damage them. Is it? Oh my God. I mean, when you think about it deep, you don't damage somebody future wife. Meanwhile, your own future wife, then they help you pamper her for where she did. Eh? And you girls, and you loju kungba. And I don't damage Percy's husband. Meanwhile, your own husband, they help you pamper him. Is she rekayili, you know? Yes. Do well. and some people. Lies give them low self-esteem. They will keep asking themselves, why wasn't I enough to get honesty? Maybe she doesn't love me. Maybe he doesn't love me. Maybe he doesn't care about me. And some people, they start having sleep problems. They can hardly sleep because their brain is they're putting the kaku on a high level. Their brains are running riot because of your lies. And some people have emotional exhaustion. They get tired emotionally. They don't even want to love. They don't want to trust anybody. They don't want to believe in anybody. Even when the right person comes, it's just going to go to waste because you've damaged them. And for some, it's the fear of vulnerability. They will hate to be vulnerable. Because some idiots will just come from anywhere and take advantage of it. Why? Why? What's wrong with you people? Why is it hard for you to tell the truth? Because this lies, it damage people a lot. Some people have emotional disconnection, totally. Totally. You will see some people, they will say, this one hard to say. Can I just keep quiet? Some people go marry their pet because one man or one woman don't damage them. Make a talk and for pitching. I hope my guy is not listening though. Hey boss, you alright? Hey, yes, before I continue, hey boss, I wish you happy wedding anniversary, the one of Radio Africana, our lovely good boss. I hail you and say me hi to my sister. I wish you best life. God will continue to bless your union. Okay, let's go back to Lori Euro. That was a good break. At least something to take, you know, my attention from all this bees, Lori Euro. It is pain. None of you understand. It makes some hard out to start shutting down emotionally. Yeah. How does begin to emotionally shut down when they feel played or lied to? Their brains steps into a survival mode. Nobody likes to be played. Nobody likes to be lied to. Teenagers, they experience emotional confusion. They think love equals pain because that is what they've seen. And that is why you should not lie to your woman. Don't lie to your man. Because those children are watching you. Your little cousins, they're watching you. Your nephews, they're watching you. Your nieces, they're all watching you. They're learning from you. So what are you teaching them? What exactly are you teaching them? Yeah, you listening to me. Talk to me. How have lies affected your mental health in the past? How has it affected your mental peace? Please be honest and talk to someone. Talk to your therapist. It's not a shameful thing. If you've been affected one way or the other, if you don't know that is what is affecting you, now you know. And that is why we are here, uncluttered. We'll say it exactly the way it is. no filter, nothing. Just say it the way it is. If you don't know that this is what you're going through, you're in another relationship and it's hard for you to trust that person because one person messed you up. This is the time to talk to someone. I'm not a therapist that can help you, darling. But we can tell you where to go to. Go to your GP. Your GP can refer you. Talk to someone that can listen to you. Reprogram yourself. Don't allow anybody to damage you, please. Yes, I'm always begging. You sure begging? Don't. You don't do natural for me with this na relationship matter. Please talk to someone. I'm begging you before it get worse. Don't ever allow anyone to damage you. It is what it is, my dear. Why are you thinking about that? Let's go on a short break. I remain your girl, Samba.
Sorry if it's hard to catch my vibe. I need a lover to trust, tell me you're on my side. Are you down for the ride? It's not easy for someone to catch my eye. But I've been waiting for you for my whole damn life, my whole lifetime. Don't be afraid to tell me if you ain't with it. I see your focus, yeah, you're so independent. It's hard for me to open up, I'll admit it. You got some shit to say and I'm here to listen. So baby, tell me where your love lies. Waste a day and spend the night underneath the sunrise. Show me where your love lies.
I've been so into your mystery. Is it because of a history?
Hey fam, sorry I can't play that music for long because I've got a lot to say but I got little time. Maybe very soon we're going to make this program 2 hours, but you need to help me to get there. Let's talk about why people lie even after being caught. Some people don't stop lying even after being caught, because lying has become the safety net. And why? They are afraid of losing control. Our family control freak. Because they are ashamed of the truth. Some of them don't know how to communicate. They think honesty will cause more problems. But that is where you're getting it wrong. Be honest. Let that person get through it. Because when the person originally knows the truth, it's going to be more problem. It's going to be heartbreaking. And some people lie because they've gotten away with lies before many, many times. They've deceived many and they've gotten away with it. And some of them, they lack emotional maturity. They are like chicken. Not even chicken. And they upgrade them. They are like chick. No, they are like egg, Seth. My dear, what scares you more? What scares you more? Is it telling the truth or dealing with the consequences of a lie? You have to choose. Now one die, one person go die. You know you die too. You die once, you don't die again. So is either you choose telling the truth or dealing with the consequences of a lie? And when this happens, should you stay or leave? You know what? This one depends on you. You can forgive a mistake, but you can't build peace on chaos. Did you hear me? You can forgive a mistake, but you can't build peace on chaos. Simple explanation. Stay if the person is genuinely remorseful and willing to change. Leave if lying is their lifestyle, not their mistake. Some people lie. Some people mistakenly lie. Some people, lying is their lifestyle. They are used to it. They've been getting away with it for a long time. And my darling, you need to hear this. You need to hear this. It's very important. Don't sacrifice your mental health trying to fix someone who isn't ready. Hello? Yeah. I need to juggle you up so you can listen to that clearly. For your own sake. I'm sorry if that scared you. Do not sacrifice your mental health trying to fix someone who isn't ready. And if you're thinking about staying, are you staying because of love or because of fear that you won't find somebody else? Because you fear you won't be good enough for someone else? Or the fear of losing what you've built together? Because what you're going to continue building with that person is going to be like my first song, Glory, you know, on top lie. So how do you rebuild trust after lies? Yes, it's possible. But it needs work from both sides. It's going to be step by step. The first one is full honesty, not selective honesty. Be honest. It doesn't take you anything. It doesn't take money from your bank account. It doesn't cut your years down. Be transparent. Allow clarity in your relationship. Allow it again. And your actions, they need to be consistent. Not sweet words. No. Not sweet words. Sweet words without action is nothing. Absolutely nothing. Be patient. Trust rebuilds slowly. You don't expect it to be magic. You've been lying to someone for a while and the person gets to know and you think things are gonna come to normal. No, no, babe. It's not. It's going to take time. And another one is accountability. No excuse. No excuse. Can you hear me? Are you listening? No excuse. No excuses of whatever. Safe communication, not shouting or shaming. Nah. Safe communication. But the most important thing, you need to give that person time to recover. No rush, no push, nada. Just prove to that person that you can be trusted again. I'll ask you, darling, if someone hurts you with lies, what would you need to feel safe again? If you're still interested in me, you know, going further into this, send me a message. If you've got issues with trust, let's talk about it. Send me a message on 0744-881-1570. How do we stop lying in a relationship? To stop lying in a relationship, you don't need therapy first. You need to be honest with yourself. That is the number one thing. I think you should do. I'm just thinking. Like I told you, I'm not a therapist. I'm just a girl. Admit your fears. Communicate early instead of hiding things. Don't promise what you can't deliver. Don't. Learn emotional responsibility. Be responsible. And apologize properly. What truth have you been avoiding saying? And why? Let's take a very short break before we continue and before we end the show for tonight. It's your girl, Samba.
I don't know what I'm gonna do for you. Every time that I try to get to you, you turn around and blame me for a fool. Simani obon daba, simani obon polida, simani obon daba. Ah,
Radio Africana. Radio Africana.
I gave you the best of me, every scar, every breath. But the harder I tried, the more I was left. Standing in shadows, forgotten, unseen, chasing a love that was never for me. And I kept believing, oh, I kept holding on. But every fight I fought just proved I was wrong.
Yes, I know you're there. Thank you for staying in with me. Like I said before, when there's no trust, there's no love. Do not allow anybody to break you down. Don't allow anybody to tune you into something that you're not. Don't let anyone kill your self-esteem. If you're a teen, you have a girlfriend, and you're still talking to your ex, stop it. It's not going to help you. It's going to destroy what you have at the moment. If you're a husband and you hide your financial trouble, stop it. Let your woman know, because the message you're going to be sending to her will be quite different. It will feel like you don't care. It will feel like you're dodging your responsibilities. But if you let her know, at this moment, things are not doing good. Things are not right. I am struggling. She will understand that. Than understanding something different entirely. She feeling like you don't love her. You don't want to be responsible for your children. Or you have a side chick that you're spending your money on. You need to stop it. And if you're a girlfriend, you're lying about your feelings. Stop all. Esombo akio. Yeah. You reap what you sow. You need to stop. My family. Lies don't just break relationships. They break people. And you can't understand. But you must learn to understand that. You don't only break relationships, you break people. You break their hearts, you break their minds. Join. Especially you that you know that you're lying all the time. You better stop it. Because that's not the way you want to lay your foundation. Because you continue like that, the children that comes out of the relationship will also be like that. Learning from the master. Why is she Jackie Chan? That's just a comparison. You know, Jackie Chan is a fighter. He's not a liar. But he's good at fighting. Don't be perfect with lies. If you want love to last, let honesty lead. Even when it's scary. Even when it's uncomfortable. Honesty saves more than it destroys. But lies destroys everything. Everything you've worked for. Everything you've lived for. Everything you've planned. It's just destroyed. In a twinkle of an eye, it's gone. So if you treasure something, why not treat it with honesty? Why not just be honest? It's simple. Get. I know you. It's simple, man. Be truthful, be honest. Stop all those waka waka, hiding things, you know, lying. Anything that will make you lie, Omo, don't bother doing it. Because when you lie once, you will lie again and again and again. And you know the part that is so exhausting is the part when you need to use, like, you know, 50 lies to cure one lie. None of the tire. Okay, guys, you know what? I'm going to love and leave you guys tonight. And I'll be here again next Sunday to talk about relationship on Cladded Way. Till we meet again next week, Sunday. You guys take care of yourself. And to my friend Ray Ray, I see you, babe. To all that showed up on my birthday, thank you so much. I love you all. Till next Sunday, it's your girl, Samba.
I feel the truth bleeding through your silence. It's colder than the rain outside. Your love was painted gold on the surface, but underneath it was all just a lie. I tore my soul wide open, gave you every breath I own, and you let it slip away. Now your hands are shaking, but your eyes won't meet mine, 'cause you've already walked away. Was it worth the fight? Worth the fight? Worth the cost? You built me higher just to watch me fall and get lost. And I'm choking on the ashes of the truth I thought I knew. Now feels like a stranger's. Every memory burns in my chest. I still hear your voice in the corners of my mind, whispering the words I regret. Your perfume still clings, but it's poison on my skin. Every scent just twists the knife, and the truth is
somewhere else, and I can't love you more than you love yourself.
Lies, they